This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Both Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez claimed victory after the Election Commission announced the incumbent had won a third time, but the challenger claimed the results were tainted, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The country's electoral authority, or CNE, said Maduro had won a third six-year term with 51% of the vote. The election authority said Gonzalez won 44%. But opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said Gonzalez had secured 70% of the vote and that multiple independent exit polls and quick counts decisively showed his victory. Edison Research, known for its polling of U.S. elections, had predicted an exit poll that Gonzalez would win 65% of the vote, while Maduro would win 31%. Local firm MegaAnalysis predicted a 65% vote for Gonzalez and just under 14% for Maduro.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Caracas on Monday to express their discontent with Maduro's recent victory in the presidential election. Men and women of all ages, including many teenagers, burned barricades, blocked roads, and banged pots and pans in various neighborhoods, accusing Maduro of fraud. Riot police were deployed to face protesters shooting tear gas at them. British police say two children have died and 11 people injured in a stabbing in northwest England. Merseyside police said a 17-year-old boy was arrested and a knife seized after the bloody attack on Monday in Southport, a seaside town near Liverpool. Police say the attack happened at a community center where a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga event for primary school-aged children was held.